Hi, everybody. We're here again, and today is Monday, and all Mondays are first of the week, typically. It's the 17th of September, 2012, so we're already in the ninth month. Boy. So we'll give you over to our co-host here, which is Elizabeth. So are you out there, Elizabeth?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here, and good evening, everybody. Welcome. Regulars and also to our new listeners, we're going to have another great BBS program tonight. We're on Station 1, and I think we're going to have callers tonight, right, Ron?
Yes, if you'd like to call in and maybe, you know, we'd like to find out maybe some stuff from the paranormal events that's been going on, if you have any of those that you could maybe bring forth and talk about. The newest one is seeing the green and blue or maybe red stars that are overhead. So that's the newest one that people are talking about, wondering what's going on and why are they showing up and haven't seen them ever, and now they're here. And I went back and checked out a few things on, I think, YouTube. And it goes back to about 97, so maybe they only show up in different areas. You know, I don't know, but that's kind of the new buzz thing happening here. And we also did a clearing for, I think, Saturday. We did it for the crop circles to see if the crop circles are energetically connecting to you. So most people think that, and I don't know, I don't really have any stand on this, but most people think or assuming that the crop circles all have meaning, and that the extraterrestrials are creating them. And from there, they're attempting to communicate to us future events and maybe how we fit into the theme of things with them and everything else. So I don't know. All I know is that when we did the orb clearing for people, they felt all this energy leave their bodies. Most people think orbs are like little funny faces that float around and attach to them or maybe do something. They don't know what they do, but all I know is when we did the clearing on orbs, that's what we put on the website, people had great relief from mind control patterns, etc. So we may start to do some more with the crop circle energetic cordings. Remember, everything on this planet deals with mass consciousness. And remember, we live on a planet that deals with the law of cause and effect. Your thoughts, which the aliens gave you, your mind energy, not heart, but mind, controls your reality and brings things to you with the law of attraction. So we're dealing on a planet of law of attractions created by the aliens. At least the mindset's created. The planet was not. Although there are cloned Earths. But the main thing is, are these crop circles coming? And people can read them and get information off of them. And a lot of people are doing a lot of research on them, which is probably wonderful. But are they also doing something to hinder us? So we'll see if anybody wants to come on and mention that. Plus the twinkling new stars that are being shown up by people that they're seeing with the blue and green and red energies typically. And they don't move. So anyway, back to you, Liz. We'll see what you want to do.
Anything? Okay, that sounds really like interesting. And I know we've been talking about this on a lot of our past shows. We've had people call in about the orb energies. I just wanted to say for the record, today is Monday, September 17th, 2012. Thank you, Larry. And our call-in numbers tonight, if you have a paranormal experience or you've seen any of these types of new stars or orb energies, are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. And if you can't get through on that line, you might want to try line 4, which is area code 530-413-5011. And just if anyone's out there new listening, wanted to mention that Ron Amatron is a master healer. He is the conduit for the Creation Lightship specialized in-depth interactive clearings and healings. This surpasses all earthly written concepts of the creation process, and you can experience the amazing results from the CLS clearings as blockages are released from your invisible energetic bodies. You can also get more information about Ron and his work with the Creation Lightship at creationlightship.com. So, yeah, the orb energies. I know we've had callers lately reporting a lot of those from overseas as well as here in the U.S. I've never actually seen them, but my mom has. She was coming home, I don't know, maybe last year sometime, and she thought she saw what was ball lightning. But she said it was like this big ball of light that sort of just came out of nowhere, and she was like, what the heck was that? And I was like, uh-oh. So it's really important to clear that energy if you feel that, because it can affect your life. And I know, like, Ron, you always say the what you don't know can hurt you. So it's really important to get all that sort of cleared out of the way so you can have a better life.
Yeah, that's good. That is correct.
I know. Yeah, and I noticed on the fast chat, we don't have any questions yet, but a lot of people are commenting about seeing those lights. Jenny says she's seen those lights over Arizona. Nancy's saying, Nancy's asking if you said green, blue, and red stars, but I think you just said green and blue stars.
Yeah, there are red. Typically, I think the blue shows up, but I think mainly it's red and green, and they kind of flash. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they're blinking in a sense, and they kind of like move in and out.
And, yeah.
You know, like it's larger and smaller, and you look at them and you go, what's that up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, like I say, the old song, you know, that the kids sang, you know, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. And now we have...
So creepy.
Now we have another way of looking at it as, you know, not only are they bright lights, now they're colored ones. So, and they blink. And they blink off and on. And, you know, you can say, yeah, a cloud went between them or something. That would make perfect common sense. But why are they different colors? I'm sure there's some kind of scientific explanation. But why are they showing up now that way, where they never
right.
have up before for most people? You know, if you look up in the sky, I would assume that and imagine that everybody listening, or you ask anybody in the street, what color are the stars? They're going to say, well, they're all white, you know? And you say, well, there's a red one. They go, well, nah, come on, you know. Or that one's turning green and red. What do you think that is? And, you know, right away, I think your mind would probably switch over to maybe seeing the blinking, maybe lights that, you know, you normally see, which are red up on towers and things to keep airplanes from hitting them. But then from there, you'd wonder, gee, how could that be that far out?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, very interesting. So there's like two or three colors. I went onto YouTube to look, and people talk about it, and they kind of are curious and don't know what's going on, and nobody seems to have the explanation, because I don't think they want to go into the alien agenda, just that, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
I guess we could do some clearings or something. I don't know.
Ron, I think we might have a caller.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to take the caller before or after the clearing.
No, let's take the caller. Maybe they're going to be talking about the stars.
Okay, let me see if they're still on the line. Caller, if you're on the line, can you go ahead and just state your name and your question for Ron, please?
Yeah, hi, Liz. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry. Yes, I had,
hey, Larry.
I had a rhetorical question for Ron, that it seems that in those crop circles, they're interwoven like a pot holder with the straw. It's interwoven in a special artistic manner. And this represents Sasquatch and his hut that he makes, where all the straw is interwoven in a similar way, context, and also the wood and the little twigs that they make for their hut, similar to an igloo, is like Sasquatch style. And that's similar to his making as far as natural things are concerned and circles and stuff. So sort of, I wondered if that could be related to Sasquatch as far as his artistic designs are concerned. Now, I know that if you read a crop circle, a lot of times, I read one time, and it said that they were like the people from the planet that broke up into a lot of pieces into this belt, and they were teaching us not to destroy one another like they did. And a lot of information, like, you could have kept on going like a big Encyclopedia Britannica, the knowledge went on and on and on, like that infinitum. But I sort of read the knowledge there, and then I stopped after a while because it was just too extensive. But I don't know, it could be, I guess that's all I know about them. I don't know if they're recordings or not on the people, but just wondered, well, what Ron could be getting on that, and I'll listen to Ron. Then I wanted to request a healing after that.
Hello, Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what to comment on that. I've been dealing a lot with the stars and stuff, doing some energetic battles with those things. So, can you rephrase what you want me to talk about, Larry? I'm just a little...
Yeah, Larry, is it the type of energy that you're feeling around the crop circles that maybe you want, like, a cording release from that? Would that be helpful to you?
That could be, but I was saying to Ron, Ron mentioned the crop circles, and I said, well, it's similar to the Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and the Hutt, how they embroidery mm-hmm. their twigs and hay and straw, and they create a crop circle of design, and then they create maybe a like an igloo, a hut, and they live in the hut. And they're known for that kind of a design, and that's all I was trying to say. And
so there might be, yeah, like a parallel between those two energies, you think, maybe?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, it could be associated
yeah.
one with the other. It could be Sasquatch. I don't know. He could be a plant on the earth, given his tribe messages. His alien race messages from us, they could be spying on us, giving their alien race messages on how we're doing and such, and keeping them informed. They could be informants on the earth because they hide in the woods. They don't introduce themselves or tell us who they are, but they hide from us. They could be spies or something, telling their race what we're doing and different things like that. So that's just something I was thinking about.
Yeah, I think it sounds like maybe also there's a lot of this in the media, and one of the clearings that we have is also the media courting clearing, which kind of takes away that energy that you have from negative events that happen to you in your life. Like, you know, there's a lot of shows on TV about crop circles, and there's been a lot of movies made about them, and so anytime we feel connected to that, it's sort of can freak us out a little bit, especially if we've had experiences like that in our own life. It's, you know, like what we talk about here a lot on the show. So I don't know, Ron, do you think maybe, and Larry, do you think that would be helpful to you as maybe to sort of get in there and sort of decord yourself from these things? Like, that's kind of how they're being transmitted.
Yeah, I can do a recording release. It would probably be like, just say for media, because the media energies are how you attach to something. It could be on the internet. Maybe the knowledge comes from somewhere, and it depends where you're getting the energy from, and then how it's affecting you. And naturally, everything has, you know, truth in it. So let's do a release here. Here we go. This is for media. So think of something that you heard that bothered you. That's about what I can say. And it could be possible that that alien race, we'll say, of the Sasquatch might be just viewing life here. I would think that if it's lived for this long, it must be pretty peaceful. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that's helped you, everybody. So a lot of times these energies are kind of subtle, and you may feel them, you know, coming in. And you might feel actually a little bit of relief. So I want you to think of that same issue now that you looked at before. And just see how you're feeling about it. Maybe you heard something on the news. We did that clearing for 9/11 a little bit ago. So maybe that's also maybe up in the... up in your consciousness quite a ways, but we'll see. So let's just see what we get on the fast chat. So back to you.
Okay, Elizabeth. So Ron, I wanted to ask for a healing for my speakerphone on my telephone. It's not picking up like it should. Can I get a healing for that?
We'll see. Okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Larry, thank you. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron. Definitely have a lot of things in the media that can cord us, and we can be corded too, not only paranormal things, but also just trauma and terrible news. So we definitely really appreciate that. And also, thank you, Larry, for calling. We have a couple of questions in the fast chat and a lot of comments, too, about, you know, the crop circles. Micah is saying crop circles are considered to be messages in a time capsule, like a file cabinet. And Janice said she has seen the lights over Wisconsin. She's also said that people have seen Bigfoot in the north woods of Wisconsin, too. And there was another question following up to that asking, aren't crop circles like the alien patterns Ron clears in Death Barcodes? So I don't know, actually, if there's a correlation between the two.
Boy, that's interesting. It could be a physical form that we're seeing in the crop circles, and that could be also attached to us energetically that we can't see, which could be the death barcode. Wow, that really opens up a whole lot of interesting ways to look at the crop circles, you know. That's like I
yeah.
said, you see one, and there's so many of them out there. There's thousands of them. And as you see one, are you connected to it energetically, you know? I remember, it's in the physical now. And when if it's in the physical, then that could be more dangerous than, you know, in the invisible, because it's already here with a lot
yeah.
of speak. Everything happens invisibly first, you know, then it forms physical. Oh, I guess, I think I heard a beep there.
Yeah, I did too. It's a very interesting potential parallel, but kind of scary to think about. So, caller, if you're on the line, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ronci?
Yes, this is Dolores.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Dolores,
yes.
How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
I with the stars that you're talking about 2 weeks ago, I heard maybe they aren't even stars. Maybe they're all the ships that are in.
Yeah, yeah,
I understand
what I normally
there's
say, yeah.
ships in the sky, then there are stars. And the red ones seem to be a refurbished Illuminati ship. And the orange is from Hollow Earth. And then there's other ships which may be of different colors.
Okay. That's very possible.
I mean, I can't verify any of this, but that's what I've heard.
Okay.
Over many times. Then I also have a request for healing.
Okay. What kind of healing would you like to request?
Yes. I did not know you did these sort of things, but my computer monitor, which is a scepter, I can get on, but it takes me like 10 to 15 minutes to connect. So I don't know if there's an unbalance or I just need a new one.
Well, we could try to do a timeline crash on it here. That's what I normally do when things are weird. So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for people's computers. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Is your computer monitor up now?
No, I have that one actually disconnected and have a loaned one right now.
Okay, why don't you bring up the light beam on the monitor screen? Just go to the BBS page that we have on their site.
Uh-huh.
And just scroll down a little ways there, and you're going to see a light beam pop up, really large, and here we go. Everybody else can do that, too. And we'll bring in the male energies, because we have male, female, and non-gender. So here we go, everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, just see how you're doing, how you're feeling. And hopefully that helped you, Dolores. Do you have any other questions, Dolores? Are you still there? Okay, maybe not. So, Elizabeth, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you for that. Energizing the light being, I remember you talking once about how usually if that's up on the computer, something's not going to mess with it or mess with you. Like when it's activated, when you're online, if you're doing a healing through creationlightship.com, which you can do healings 24/7, that's one of the great things about this site. You can have the light being up. But I also wonder, even if you're not doing a healing, like I have it as a screensaver on my phone, and I wonder, like I remember you talking once about that and just, you know, having it up there sometimes is a good, you know, way to deter sort of, you know, energies that you don't want coming towards it. Is that correct?
Yes, that yeah, basically yes, that is correct. Let's see, how do I kind of mention this here to people? With the light being up on your screen, it is, and when it's activated, by doing a clearing or by, let me see here, you would need to somehow activate it some way. I'll work on this in the near future, okay? Normally, the picture may not be activated unless you do a clearing, but I could be wrong at that. But let me pull up my light being on BBS here, because I don't have the page up. And,
okay.
In fact, everybody else, why don't you do the same here? And because we're on the program now, and that the light being should have life in it. It should look real. I'm pulling mine up here. Oh, yeah, it's there.
Yeah, it always looks real to me
yeah,
on the program.
Yeah. So
it's so interesting.
Once you have it, it's going to look real and be there. So, yeah, it definitely, yep, it's there. Okay. So, yeah, that energy is so strong. It's source energy. And a lot of times the discordant energies, remember the aliens typically work with frequencies of odd harmonics. And so if they come in under an odd harmonic, and then the light being is they're putting out even harmonics, the odd harmonics are not probably going to want to stick around too much because of what they are doing. Remember, the dark side attaches to you through negative energies, which would be odd harmonics. And so once you have that energy coming to you on an odd harmonic and you put up an even harmonic of the light beam, then all of a sudden it could probably shatter that energy. So that's kind of the way I perceive it. But yeah, it would work fine. Just leave it up and it can help you have a lot better energy around you just by having it up. But it has to be up to be the conduit. That's the only thing that you need to do. If it's, turned off, then it can't do anything. So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's, I was just going to comment about that, but we'll take the caller. I just heard a beep, so caller, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron, please? Hi, this is Janice.
Hello,
hi, Janice.
Hi. Yeah, I have a couple things to share, actually, of the subjects tonight. Actually, one of them is real recent. I was looking online to purchase this car, and over the where it said, the specs about it and what it's all about, it said that the driver's side window and the passenger side window didn't roll down. The power was out on it. Well, as I was looking at the car and I, was thinking that I was going to take a look at it, and then I brought up the picture on it more, and there was a great big, huge orb over the passenger door. And all I could do is think of and laugh and thinking to myself, well, no wonder why the power windows don't work on it. this kind of like took me like for a loop because where I was supposed to meet this person to look at this car turned out to be a place that was like a half a mile from where I used to live. And it just, brought up all these red flags. I started getting a really sickening feeling in my stomach. And I thought, oh, it's that apartment complex. And I remember walking through there, like a shortcut to get home. And I remember changing timelines and seeing zombie-like people one time. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going there to look at this car. And so I pulled up the space clearing. And on the space clearing, I thought to myself, what do I need to do for this? And actually, Ron, that's why I'm calling, to see if I cleared this enough or if it needed more. But there were things on the space clearing I needed to do that I've never done before. There, that place had wormholes. It had white. I can't remember now. It was like all the ones on the bottom of that list. There was the vortex clearing, the Stargate clearing. I really can't remember everything that I blasted that with light last night. But I was just wondering how it felt to you, Ron, if it needed anything more. Timeline crashes or just so much going on in that little corner. And all the people that live in those complexes look like they're from another world to me. You know, they're zombie-like in appearance and, you know, just very, very, very creepy little corner.
Boy, yeah, I think so. I think it's in some weird negative energy timeline.
Okay, so
that's what I could say. I would just do some more timeline crashes.
How does all this? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because how come I always feel like I get this stuff thrown at me in my face, or you know, I'm glad I'm here to clear it. But do I need to do anything more with it? Just keep timeline crashing it, maybe?
Yeah, I just do a little more. I feel like you got about a third more to go.
A third more to go. Okay.
I'd say about 50 more timeline crashes on it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because it's just not a very, very nice little area. And two, you know, it was only like straight down the block, about a half a mile, was my old house, and that's where we had all those vortexes going on down there, too. So I don't know if that was part of what, you know, that whole little spider web of energy down there. But I'm really glad to be able to be clearing it for those people. And also, I wanted to share with you about the red lights in the sky. About 10 years ago, I was cross-country skiing with my youngest daughter, and I always knew that my youngest daughter was different, and I used to tease her ever since she can remember. She used to say, "Mom, why are you always calling me your little alien?" And, you know, I always thought that she was, you know, because she had the great big huge brown eyes, and, you know, and that was her, I feel terrible, but that was her nickname, you know, I used to call her that. Well, we got adopted skiing, and we didn't realize it, but we were really lost in the woods. It was dark. You know, I lost my cell phone in the snow. And driving back down to where we lived, I looked up, and there were those red flashing, blinking everywhere. They were everywhere. And I remember looking at my daughter and saying, "Oh, there's your mother's ships, and they're coming for you." You know, I mean, just joking around at that time, you know. But I'm sure that, you know, we were connected to those red ones. And I also have some old friends that have seen the other color ones also in this area. But for about 3 years in a row, those red ones were, every time I go outside, they were just everywhere. Just blinking everywhere, and you know, they would just dart all over the place and flash on and off. Do you think maybe I need some kind of clearing to get myself decorded from those, or do you even know what to decord me from?
Yeah, that feels like a pretty heavy cording. That's I'll see if I can get part of that done here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little bit more here. And 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Still a little more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And see how that's...
Oh, thank you.
There. So how do you feel?
I feel... My body was jumping around, Ron, and I feel like my head is feeling this, and I'm getting sick, and I'm like, wow, I feel really heavy, but, you know, that it's, you know, the thank you is behind that all. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll jump off the line. Thank you so much.
Okay. So, everybody, anything on the fast chat, Liz, that we could talk about or anything?
Yeah, Ron, thank you for those clearings, and also thank you, Janice, for your call. There was a question a while back from Ed, and he is asking, is the big battle over? What is the story?
I don't know about the story yet, but the big battle is still in process. It kind of comes and goes a little bit or lightens up. They're still battling. So very possibly maybe some of these blinking stars that we're talking about could be maybe they're like remote viewers, you know. You know, more than likely they're alien ships, so I could almost guarantee that. And that's what Dolores also mentioned typically. So, but I think maybe they're like scout ships. Maybe spying on things here, keeping tabs on things, whatever word you want to use there. Maybe keeping tabs might be a little more gentler for some people. Maybe they're mind-controlling people to do different things. And they're making themselves known more often now. So remember, the aliens and the darkness energies that live here are very bold when they want to come out and do something. And to show you how bold they are, look at all the movies about aliens in the last 20 years. Well, they're bringing that energy into mass consciousness to show people, you know, that they're pretty bad. I'm a little confused about the original E.T. movie. That seemed to, maybe that was there to open people's hearts up to aliens, you know. And then all the rest just show you that they're not too good. Especially the original one, the alien movie where that critter popped out of the person's chest. You know, you go, uh-oh. So,
yeah.
And all the other ones. If they start getting more real, you start, you know, you may start to see people on the dinner plate, you know. But I don't want to get into that too much. But, you know, the smorgasbord. So here we go. Back to you, Liz.
Yeah, it seems like there's also been a lot of movies lately where the aliens aren't, like, cute and cuddly and friendly. Kind of an interesting, you know, we just sort of take it for granted that, you know, oh, they're going to help us and whatever. But maybe that's, you know, hopefully if you've been listening to the show, you realize it's not really the case. So there was another question and also some comments in the fast chat. A lot of people had a reaction from you clearing the cording from the alien ships. And actually, that thought had crossed my mind earlier, like maybe the stars or UFOs or some type of, you know, craft. Just I was personally wondering about that myself. And also, people are saying, Micah is asking, why is my stomach churning after that last clearing? I actually started sweating. And there was also another question, which I can't seem to find right now. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry. Ron, are the codes for the intensive ready as of yet?
I believe they are. I haven't checked them yet. So, yes, I have them emailed to him, but I just got in before the program here, so I haven't had a chance to check. So we'll see. That's about all I can say right now. So I believe that they're okay, but I haven't had a chance to enter them to make sure that they're all functioning properly.
And that would be the physical body rejuvenation intensive?
It'll be the code probably for the 8 hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just wanted...
Yeah, I do have I have the prosperity energy codes up, I believe. So if you don't have that and there's a problem, let me know. See, what happens is that they're set up for 3 months. And then it depends when you sign in and how it's connected to the website. So sometimes it'll work perfectly. For a lot of people, it has, and some people, it hasn't. So the codes have changed. They probably have maybe a couple set of codes out there that will work for people. But if it's not, let me know. So the
okay,
new one,
and yeah.
The 8 hour call, I believe, is up. And I just need to double check everything to make sure that it's good. So it's in the testing mode right now.
Yeah, and I also wanted to mention if anybody is curious about...
Mind Matrix bundle, yeah. Excuse me, the Mind Matrix bundle. I'm sorry I interrupted you, but that's what it's for.
Oh, no, that's okay. No problem at all. I was just going to mention that if anybody listening would like more information about the intensives, the 8 hour calls, you can go on the creationlightship.com website, and at the top there's a special 8 hour healing intensive conference calls, which are on September 16th, 23rd, and the 30th. And if you scroll down, you'll find more information about that. Also, I guess we could talk about your upcoming expos too, Ron, if you would want me to mention a little bit about that.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a couple events coming up that Ron is going to be participating in. The first is the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. The theme is Living in Transformation, and that's October 5th through the 7th at the Los Angeles Airport Hilton. Ron has several lectures. Friday, there's a lecture called Ron Amatron's Extraterrestrials, True Interest in Us, and that would be Friday. There's also a lecture on Saturday. In LA. So if you are in the Los Angeles area and can get over to that, the Saturday lecture is actually at 12 o'clock on Saturday. And that one would be the Extraterrestrials Human Cloning Program. It's pretty interesting. I've been to the New York Expo, which is actually later on in the month. And let me just get the dates up there for that one. That one is the New Life Expo. And that one is October, bear with me just a minute. I have like 17 windows open, guys. sorry about that.
Yeah, the first weekend in October, starting on Friday.
Yeah, it's the first weekend in October, starting on Friday. And I'll get you the dates for that in just a second. So Ron will also be speaking at that expo, and it's really interesting to go and actually feel the energy of the Creation Lightship, and also the Light Infusion Chamber, which that reminded me earlier when we were talking about the pictures and seeing the light beings on the monitor screens there in person and actually feeling the energy. It's sort of like the radio program times 10. I mean, you really feel it. So for the New York Expo, Ron's lecture is the Friday, 7 p.m., and that is the Extraterrestrials' True Interest in Us. And just wanted to let you guys know, Ron has an unparalleled understanding of what we are facing, and the topics of the lecture will cover implants, abductions, tracking, barcodes, human cloning, robotic body programs, planetary zodiac connections, satellite mind control transmissions, and channeling through humans, and also the significance of timelines and the relationship of future, past, and parallel lives to your current lifetime. So you can also bring a bottle of drinking water, which will be activated with living light energy. And let me just take a break here, and I believe we just had a beep. So, caller, if you're there, do you want to go ahead and state your name and your question for Ron?
Yes. Hi, I'm Larry. Yes, I'm still working on the crop circle, and what I'm kind of seeing now is that the crop circle is like a medicine wheel. A medicine wheel is man-made with rocks, and it's supposed to be you walk in between that for healing and information and stuff. And also the crop circle, they walk in between that for healing and stuff. Really, they become entrapped with alien entrapment and disoriented. I think the purpose of the crop circle is simply to have people walk inside and energize themselves and get trapped into alien energy, similar to the medicine wheel that is man-made, but aliens working through the people. They walk through that to get trapped into the alien energy. Also, I think the medicine wheel is similar to the crop circle for entrapment as a decoy to pretend that they're helping you, but they're really entrapping you into alien energy.
Oh, that's a good one, Larry. You're right. Yeah, I would say that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So, we're not alone. It'd be nice to maybe go back and watch some of those old X-File movies, you know? And then you have a, for what you know now versus maybe then when it was like, oh, wow, you know, now you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I was a big X-Files watcher. Little did I know. So I just wanted to make sure I got the dates clear for the New York Expo. Sorry, I couldn't find it before. It was October 19th through October 21st. And Ron has lectures Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you need any more information about that, you can go to the newlifeexpo.com website and click on Expo Brochure and Speaker Info. And we were having a discussion earlier about the information, and I believe that it is correct, except for the Sunday program. The Sunday lecture Ron will be giving is Parallel Live Timelines, Cloning, and You, and that is on Sunday at the New York Expo, which would be October 21st. So if you would like to attend one of these events, they're really interesting, and it's great to kind of see the light beings in action. And if you're in the New York or L.A. area, definitely worth going, and also going into the Light Infusion Chamber, which is a really wonderful experience and was a very positive one for me. So I just wanted to also thank Cindy on the fast chat. She has been posting about a lot of these events and also putting in information about the Conscious Life Expo, October 5th through the 7th in L.A., and also the New Life Expo. So thank you so much, Cindy, for your info on that, and I'm sure all the listeners find that very helpful. One of the things that she was actually asking, sorry, I just noticed her question, was, Ron, how much money for activating the light beings at the expos?
Okay, yeah, we charge $10 for the picture activation. So we have quite a few different pictures, and a lot of people do like getting the light beam because it's the light beam. It's interesting at the expos, I have one large monitor along with four smaller ones. The small ones are used for clearing, emotional clearings, and we have different clearings on it, people put headphones on. If you've been there, you know what it's about. Then we have a larger monitor. I think it's a 32-inch one that I put above him. And that has the, I put a light beam up and I run one of the clearings. So depending on how the energy in the room feels, I might do a timeline crash or I might do a dark side practitioner clearing. And instantly, within a few minutes, maybe even quicker, the whole room energy changes. And just by having that light being up. So it's quite wonderful. I've had people come to me and wondering they'd come over to the booth not knowing why they're there. Let's put it that way. Then they would start asking questions, and they just said they feel very comfortable. And this is even before we had the monitors up, just having the light infusion chamber. And then also just me being there, just when I used to have just some chairs set up. That was the easiest way to go. If anybody's seen the booth and know that it takes like 8 hours to put up and about six to take down, you know, a banner and a couple of chairs is nothing, you know. But anyway, it's quite interesting. So, and we do enjoy going to the expos to see and meet new people. And my biggest thrill there is to see people like a newbie or just somebody I've never even known before or seen before or heard about us, and I'll do an emotional clearing on them. And their mouth kind of drops, their eyes get big because they look for it after I get done doing it within, you know, a short amount of time, maybe 5 seconds, and all of a sudden it's gone, and they don't know what to think. And so it's quite wonderful just to see people having relief. So we could do an emotional clearing for people. And, you know, since we are on Monday, things happen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's just releasing some of the energies from the weekend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. There we go. We got probably maybe 3 minutes more to go here, the way it looks. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you for the last clearing, Ron. And also just wanted to say real quick, definitely Ron's booth at the expo has a completely different energy around it. You can't miss it. And I think even people that don't really know him and the Creation Lightship's work are sometimes drawn to that. And it is really interesting. It's a very peaceful energy to feel. And definitely if you're in the area and you can make it, I would really recommend going. Also wanted to say, I noticed a comment from Michaela a while back. She said she is running six windows. Sorry, she is still running six windows of earth protection.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. And I think other people will probably tell her thank you, too, for doing that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You can also run that one overnight, I believe, which is a good time to do it because I think it's like a 600-minute clearing.
And that's even adjustable, too, if you wanted to run it longer. So
mm-hmm.
if you go into the time box on it and mouse over it and then type in you know, a given amount of time, I think it will go longer. How far it'll go, I don't know. But we chose 600 minutes. That's about, you know, 8 hours, I believe. No, that's more than eight. That's 10 hours almost, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah, usually what I do is I'll set up the laptop and I'll just, you know, bring up the light being, and before I go to bed, I'll put it up there. Very helpful. And also find that when I do that, I generally wake up feeling more refreshed in the morning and also have a lot more energy.
Yeah, and also if you're on the internet, let's see, some people may, let's just say you go to a coffee house because you don't have internet access around you and you don't want to have your phone tied up. You could just go to maybe, or just get on the internet and put up the clearing, and this is true for any of the clearings, and that clearing will stay on as long as you don't change the page. So if for some reason you're in a maybe a different town and you want to do a clearing, maybe you're staying in a hotel room that doesn't have internet access or something, or you want to have it on in your car when you're driving, just go in, get on the clearing, put it on, change the timer, and it'll stay on as long as you don't click the page off, and it will keep running and be with you. So I thought I'd add that information to people. So if you're, people say, what if the internet goes down when I'm doing a clearing? Well, if you don't change the page or click on anything, it'll keep working fine. Especially on these clearings that are going to help you, like the gray sky clearing or any of the other ones. If you can change that timer and put it for a longer time, you have a lot of benefit, even though you're not hooked up to the internet. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's great. I didn't know that. Just saw a comment here from Cindy regarding the Earth Protection timeline crash. She said she set hers for 3,000, she believes. So I guess you can go up to 3,000, if not more minutes.
Wow, okay. So our time is coming to a close here.
Yep, we have just about not even 5 minutes left.
Yeah, we should be getting off, though, because it's a 55-minute show here. So we started straight up, I think. So our next program is in an hour, basically. We'll be on TalkStream Live. And I don't know if our BBS program today was on TalkStream or not, but I'll check on Wednesday. We're trying to get it over there also so we can have our BBS program on TalkStream Live. And it's just having them connect us up. Everything from BBS is perfectly fine. So we'll see what happens. And our next BBS program is on Wednesday. And we're still on Station 1, so we alternate between Station 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays. Same station, and then Station 2 is on Friday and Saturday. So at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So we'll see you later, everybody. And thank you, Elizabeth.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks, everybody, for your participation. And thank you, Ron, for all the wonderful healings and clearings you did tonight for us.
Okay, so we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings.